Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
How hard is it to rebrand yourself as an artist? Because you just made it seem like
I ain't gonna lie, like, no matter what position you in, I think that this might be the realest I ever said in an interview. However you feel about yourself, I'm just that nigga. And I'm gonna be that. Whatever the title is, I'm gonna be that. Like, producer, writer, an executive, everything. Interviewer, I'ma be that.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wooden wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete parlay. We did hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm gonna take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchups, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
Calling all college football fans, the 2022 season is here. We've been waiting, but I don't care if you're a Wolverine fan, a Duck fan, a Knight fan, a Gator fan, you can get in the game instantly. All new users, if you download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app, use promo code ATHLETE. If you bet $5, you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly. Secure and safe platform. You can deposit and withdraw same day. It's easy. Easy money. Download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. And all new customers, if you bet $5, you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly. DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay. I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
Yo, we got a special, special guest today. I've been knowing, you know him as Young Bird. I've been knowing my brother since knee high, you know what I mean? 18, 19 years old. He's been signed to DMX. From the shot, done moved around here and there. Don't play no games. And he's transitioned.
To the biggest, I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm one of the biggest executives in the game.
Right.
Name somebody else that's bigger than me right now. I got 11 records at radio right now. Like
11 records at radio, 8 Grammys. Nominated.
Yeah.
Changed it from Young Bird to Hitmaker.
You got a resume.
Tell these folks what's going on, man. Like, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to make sure I give you your flowers because, like, that road, you know, everybody can't get on that bumpy road and figure out a way to talk about at the end. You get what I'm saying? So I'll get a flow over to you.
Just knowing you, my brother, and being from where we came from or whatever, like a lot of people, like the reason I was so adamant about reaching out to my people to do I Am Athlete podcast is because this is a real journey. I know that I watch how, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have certain interviews when want to pop they shit. But he be like serious about like, no, let's talk about the journey. Let's talk about this. This is one of the ones, and you get to see it in real life, real time. You can go see me from 16 years old, 15 years old, 14 years old, to right now, being in my 30s, feeling like I'm old as hell. Like, y'all.
He still look young, though. He still look young.
Y'all old as hell.
We old, but
they old as hell. Hold up.
So, you know, like I said earlier, we had a theme for it, and it's about transition, right? Like that would be the theme for this show, transitions. Artists, y'all already have like this swagger about y'all. You know what I'm saying? When we taking pictures, it's just natural. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out, do I throw up the peace sign? How I doing it? Right, like, it just come right. natural for y'all. You understand? So right. the swagger, the chip, you got it. But even how we just started, you're like, yo, I got 11 songs on the radio. I got bang, 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 bang. Do you feel like that journey, how you started, you have a bigger chip on your shoulder? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
hell no, I don't got no chip on my shoulder. The whole thing is like to be inspiration for everybody. Like, mm-hmm. to be honest, like, I could be like, man, fuck all these.
Right.
Like, I'm still Young Berg. I was able to change my name and be on some, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Change the whole game and did all some dumb shit. To me personally, it's kind of like, why would you even play like that? It's people that's watching me. I was the person that ultimately wanted a super producer or somebody like that to really like come down and say like, yo, you talented, you dope. I ain't meet Timbaland until I was me.
Dang. Right, right, right.
So like I was wishing that somebody could, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be tapped in the way we are. Like, let's not lie. We'll look at a DM. We'll look at that. So I wish there was somebody like me. And that's all I'm trying to do, bro.
That would take a chance on the kid.
Man, immediately. You have to.
Right. You spoke about that, how you changed your name, right? So tell us how you came to that mindset of changing your name. What actually happened for you to do that?
You want the, like, the PC?
I want the raw, uncut.
You're trying to skip years, bro. You went straight to executive.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So
take us back.
So right here, I was living in Miami, and I lived, like, downtown Miami or whatever, and I had an artist that was like my muse that would like sing my songs or whatever. I would write the songs. I can't sing,
right,
but
right.
I know how to, like, you know what I'm saying, put something together. Yeah. So I had my artist that was my muse, and she was doing it, and I was working at South Beach Studio. You know the one that Pharrell used to work at in the Marlin Hotel? Remember that one, the Marlin?
I've been there, yeah.
Bro, that was the best vibe ever. That was the best vibe ever. And I couldn't pay for the studio bill. And I went to work with Tamar Braxton, and instead of the song that she wanted, she ended up catching another song that made it became our hit. And then that's how I made it back to LA. And I was living right here, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. And let's rewind it back. Because the Young Berg day is...
fire. We can't overlook that.
I won't even talk that. That's
before,
fire talk.
Hold on, before Young Berg, you were signed to DMX.
Yeah.
All right, so... Two-part question. I want to hear one story about DMX and how
rest in peace, X, too.
Yeah, how you take a little part from
him. I think that everybody wanted, when I say that, like, everybody want me to talk about how DMX took my first piece of from
right, right.
You know, what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to me, the best DMX story was that he was open. He was able to see somebody like me and you. He was able to be like, yo, like, you dope. And he was able to bring me in. He was able to provide opportunity. He was able to give me $500,000 as an advance.
That's big.
As a kid.
As a kid.
You was 14?
What? That's crazy. Like, you can go look at DMX, Do You with Funkmaster Flex and Irv Gotti. Like, I'm in these videos. I'm all, like, you can go look at E videos. I'm really there. And that's why I don't want people to over, like, yo, all the people that's around me, it be blowing me, like, everybody that's my friends and all the people that I work with, I don't want everybody to oversee the journey, bro.
So DMX said he was going to sign you. Everybody came out the woodworks, right?
Mm.
Why you say, you know what, I'm going to stick with DMX because Jay-Z wanted to sign you as well. How you say no to that?
Jay-Z wasn't the biggest DMX, excuse me. DMX was the guy.
DMX was the guy. Especially from the hood.
DMX was the guy. So from a fan perspective of where I was looking at it, like, it was like signing to LeBron or, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
somebody
right.
else, or
right.
KD.
Right.
LeBron is bigger than KD, right? Is LeBron bigger than KD?
Yes, 100%, no question.
It's Iceberg, Young Bird, Hitmaker, and then it's executive. Mm-hmm. So that's what you came in at, not even Hitmaker.
Take it to the back.
Yeah, right, because the reality, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of people right now and it's like, damn, they're not associating the two.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, Young Bird is actually Hitmaker. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you know that?
I seen on Twitter, like when I did the little verses with Ray J and whatever, when I went popped out, because personally, I never wanted to rap. I ain't rapped on stage in over a decade. I'm not doing that. You know how lit I am? I'm not. But it's Ray J. And y'all know, if y'all ever met Ray J, he's one of the most like inviting, what I'm saying? He'll make you believe something gonna happen. Like, he be like, yo, it's a good look. Like,
was it a good look?
Man, dog, I ain't gonna lie. When he told me it was a good look, we did Sexy Can I with my guy, Billy J. Meek Bucks is our new artist, but Billy J was kind of like, do the Sexy Can I record. And I was like, I was in my bag. I'm talking, I had the number one record. I had Sexy Lady out. Now we going back. The Sexy Lady, it was nice to know you. I had that shit out. I'm like, I'm the hottest in the game. I ain't doing none of that shit. Then they were like, yo, Berg, do the Sexy Can. I was like, what?
We want to hit.
Yeah.
Bro, we were down here in Miami. That's why I'm telling this story, because Miami's so influential. We walked from the Lowe's Hotel, well, actually with the Delano, to the Wet Willies. This back is we walk from Delano to Wet Willies and like firing chicks. Yeah. And it was a thing. This was in 2007, 2008. Wrote the verses. And then that became the biggest song of my whole career. It's still the biggest song of my whole. It sold 10 million.
Now we're gonna go back and talk about Atlanta, but how much credit do you give Ray J for telling you like the switching
none,
over?
That's none, none. I was already hot. None. But in a reality, like taking your ego out to play, that's my ego talker. Taking my ego out to play, everything. Cause he allowed me to be a part of a stage with him. The same way you brothers let me be a part of the stage with y'all. Like, our ego could flare up and do all this other whatever. Like, we all got money.
Yeah.
He allowed me.
That's true.
And that Ray J been popping since before even know what popping was.
Yeah, yeah.
So how could I even hate? I'm gonna be 100. Like, when I went through my trials and tribulations as a young Berg, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Shice Bubs from Dipset, he was the first. Like, man, I'm gonna take you to the jeweler. I'm gonna get you the chain, and it's gonna be the stupidest chain. I went and bought the Transforming chain.
I was about to ask you that too.
I'm gonna give y'all this. You know what I'm saying? Nobody know that. So I bought the chain. Now, mind you, I didn't know that with a New York gang like Decepticons, I found out all that or whatever. And to be honest with you, this how the chain really went. You know what I'm saying? Because we on I Am Athlete.
Right.
So look, I was signed to Epic Records. I had the biggest song in the world. My hype man, who is my big brother, my OG, and I'll never disrespect him. He was my hype man. He downplayed himself to be my hype man. He had a big issue with people in Detroit. I flew in a jet, and I was just a focal person of somebody to take something from.
Like
it don't make no sense to take something from one of your friends. Let's take it from you.
Right, right.
So they the big it name. From, so they. They surrounded me, they did whatever they did. But ultimately, who am I to like look back on that to be right now? I gotta watch it. Man, Jesus.
Can I ask you a question though? So when that happened, right? Cause then we ball players, right? I mean, Pac's probably the most street all of us. He's like a ball player / gangster.
He culture.
Oh, culture, I'm sorry.
I didn't have a choice.
My question is more like, culture. Cause we outside looking in, you know what I mean? So as far as like, reputation wise or things like that, did that affect you at all?
Nah, that was heavy. And it was like a big weight to carry because it was almost like being blackballed. Like this back in the day, like right now, if a rapper go get his chain taken or something like that, it just happened.
Right.
You might pop out with a new hit. Back when that happened, boy, it was blackballs nation. Right. Nobody wanted to f with me. And then I had enough money for still keep for me. But then you know the money run out. Yeah, right. And then Brian McKinney came and was like an angel to me on that level.
What you mean?
I had overhead of $40,000-$50,000, big house, people living in it. And then Brian McKinney just like, I met him and then he was like, yo, I'm doing music. That's when he did the Pleasure P album.
With the B major.
Yeah. And then he hit me up too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, and he paid for me to, like, y'all remember when the W was the Viceroy? Remember it used to be the Viceroy on Brickell. Yeah. And then the Icon was in the back. Right. And he paid for my for a year.
So I went to college with Mac, and you definitely don't remember me, but I used to be around back in the days.
You want to that age? Your dude says like first name, last name, ass. Yo, that's what. Yo, why? Yo, can I ask a question? Why do every football introduce themselves as like first name, last name?
DJ Williams. DJ Williams. That's how we grew up. We grew up though. Like when you playing ball, it's like Williams, McCoy. So as far as everybody up here, when it comes to music and vibe, I'm lost. Right, culturally wise, whatever. I'll be honest.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I knew who Young Bird was. Mm-hmm. I had no idea who Hitmaker was. Everybody know how Shazam worked. Right. I was just in Jamaica, right? Did a little all-inclusive. We get there. It's a jazz festival. Everybody at the hotel, 65 years old. In between the intermission, so they start vibing. You know, they playing little Afro beats and they doing this. Song come on. I Shazam it. I'm not finna lie to y'all right now. I swear to God.
Play it, please.
And it's off my Shazam. I just saved it.
Yeah. They call me.
Remember.
Who died and made you flawless? Thank God he gave you.
Let me tell you what happened. True story. I'll make it quick. I'm in Jamaica. Yeah. You know I want to tell a story.
He just left from Jamaica.
I just left Jamaica.
He didn't meet us in LA.
He got his chain now.
He's in Jamaica.
Go ahead. Tell me how you was tricking off over there. I put all that on. That catch
hold a watch.
Security guard can't catch me.
Yeah, right.
Put the watch on. Made me feel better. Yeah, all this shit, I'm gonna tell a story. So look, my neck too big though. Hey, all of it. My neck too big.
Hold on, bro. Stop moving, bro.
Look, I'm in Jamaica. I go to an all-inclusive. It ends up being.
That's it. They dress him up. They dress him up.
Hold on, bro. You gotta get right home with your story, bro.
I'm in Jamaica.
Hold on, bro.
I'm gonna keep my watch.
He gonna keep the watch. He said, "I need my watch."
300 on play. It's too bad.
Go ahead.
Well, you got shit on right now, boy.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, for the Hoochie Daddies right there. Then for the Hoochie Daddies right here. He's gonna really be doing this.
Let me make this shit.
I hate your collar.
I'm in Jamaica. I go to an all-inclusive.
All right.
It ends up being a jazz festival. Everybody in my hotel is between 55 and 65. Jazz festival ain't to do, so we vibing, whatever. The DJ that they got didn't really know the crowd that he had.
Right.
So during the intermission, he playing hip hop.
Right.
Me and my lady laughing because when he put that loud shit on, we saw everybody going like this. And my lady say, "Oh, damn, the music too loud." I say, "Nah." I said, "They turned the hearing aids down." I ain't
what?
Gonna lie.
What?
They put on the hip hop, they turn the hearing aids down. So, so imagine you see 20 people go like this at one time. I said, "Damn, they turned the hearing aids down. They put on so lonely." We went to adjusting it back up. I get the video from my lady. We go to adjusting that back up. Next thing you know, Nana's is up there, they vibing. They start dancing. That's what made me Shazam the song. And at this time, I'm like, I'll be honest, who the hit make?
Right.
I Shazam the song. You can look on the date, and when I Shazam the song, dog, that got 55, 65 years old up jamming and dancing, right. Bro. Just cranking things up, man. That's what I'm saying, dog.
Can we do this though? We got Hitmaker right here, right? Let's just can we give him his love and respect?
Yeah,
let's, shout out to y'all,
yeah,
man.
Please,
but let's
shout
like
out
that.
My jeweler. So
let's go back. Shout out to jeweler, but hold on, we gotta ask this though because when you really like run down your resume, it's a heavy resume, right? But I feel like you don't get your dues like you supposed to. Do you feel like that? Because you need your respect. You got a big resume.
But what do that mean to somebody though? Like I look at that. That's why I sit at this round table with all of us. Like, I know that this guy or you or this guy, like, I know y'all the guys, but do we all get our respect? Like, if we want to put it in our own mind and be like, yo, did we get the flowers? Did we all get them?
No.
Respectfully?
No.
Did you feel like
impossible that we all got?
But the first thing, he said was, "Yo, who can f with me?" He said, "Name him." That's what you said.
No,
say that's like, yo, and you really run down his resume. That's a real question.
But I gotta hold my own vibe. You know what I'm saying?
But you not
you speaking factual. It's different if I'm saying, yo, who can mess with me?
I mean, so look.
You see what I'm saying? He need that.
Hold on, let me put your
flag. Does that matter?
Because you gotta realize that this kid been a superstar since 14,
since a youngin.
12, 13 years old. There's only two motherfuckers that's done what he done. That I know, you and Bow Wow.
I was about to say
Brown,
that too,
Chris
yeah.
Brown. Yeah, Chris Brown, but I'm
Nah, I ain't put my, nah, I'm gonna put myself in a lane like with Joe Budden, 2 Chainz.
With who?
Joe Budden.
Why them?
Rebranded.
Oh, rebranded. Mm, that's nice, that's smart, yeah.
Cause we know 2 Chainz from Titty Boy.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, cause Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Exactly. We used to be in Magic City. I'll tell this
story. We know Titty Boy. You know, for me to, like, let's be clear. Like, all the records that 2 Chainz have, with the exception of all the stuff, like, the new stuff, like, I'm a real, like, strong force behind that. I don't know. I don't know if people gonna understand it.
What you mean? Explain.
Bro, this man was riding me around in a 745 BM with pounds in the back. Now we got platinum records. How much more I gotta say?
but I'm saying we need to hear that because certain dudes need to let them know, like, yo, this is my platform. This is my numbers. This is what I did. We need to know that. That matter though, because everybody don't know that.
That's why I asked earlier, do you have a chip on
your shoulder? I'm trying to be low-key in Bell Harbor by myself. No security, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and a vibe.
Right.
Like, come on, you think I want to, like, you want to pop this?
But that's why I asked, because you opened the show with that type of energy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked that question, like, do you have a chip on your shoulder? And you said no, because—
I'm going to be that forever.
Like, if I have, you know, how you enter 14? You know, and then you have success, and then you boom. You know, you have some struggles, have some success, struggle. Then you rebrand yourself.
That's big, bro.
That's big. That's impossible. You just said Joe Budden. You just said 2 Chainz, right? Like, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to rebrand yourself as an artist.
Wiz, Chris Brown, Machine Gun Kelly, Nicki Minaj, Joe Budden. You want me to keep going?
Keep, man, right, bro, I got a long resume.
Yeah, I know the list is crazy. How hard is it to rebrand yourself as an artist? Because you just made it seem
gonna,
like
I ain't going to lie. Like, no matter what position you in, I think that this might be the realest I ever said in the interview. However you feel about yourself, I'm just that nigga. And I'm going to be that. Whatever the title is, I'm going to be that. Like, producer, writer, an executive, everything. Interviewer, I'm gonna be that.
Why? Because listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like sometimes as athletes and artists, when we sit down,
because I never had a Lunchable. I never had a grilled cheese. I never had nothing. Boy, I ain't never ate nothing in between two pieces of sandwiches. Like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what a sandwich is. What are you talking about? Like, my parents millionaires. I come from a different club. Like, and that's light. I really was the guy that went and did the whole hood, you know what I'm saying? But like, I never like, what is a Lunchable? Have you ever been at Quiznos? Not me. They should sponsor me right now too, because I've never been. My first Subway sandwich or Quiznos is going to be like something that you get 100 million from. I've never had it happen.
Was it necessity, the change in the move, or was it by choice?
I had to.
I'm gonna answer the two-part question.
I had to, because people didn't want the product from me. So if you're not the player no more, you might be the coach. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna teach kids how to do it, and then maybe the next person that you dealing with gonna be the next person. And then the other side of the question is kind of like, I'm a vibe to be around. Are you crazy? These people want to be around. Like, I'm me.
Right.
I'm outside. Like, I got Ace Red. I got Ivory Scott. I got everybody with me. What are you talking about? It's going to be lit every time you see me. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Anybody want to have an auxiliary chord challenge? I don't even care about verses. Ain't nobody going to play no songs around me.
I love it. Yeah. See, that's how I be thinking. Y'all think I'm crazy. I say this to them dudes. Y'all think I'm crazy. That's how I feel.
You ain't got the numbers, though.
Who?
You.
Got the best numbers on this show.
Well, all right, chill out. Sorry. He's going.
When I started my career, I never looked at myself as like Jay-Z.
Mm.
Like, I always looked at myself like L.A. Reid. I always looked at myself like Berry Gordy.
Right.
I always looked at myself like somebody that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, around somebody that's really going to take it to the next level. So I never even perceived myself. Like, so when I stopped being Young Berg and I go to Hitmaker, it wasn't even like a big deal to me. Cause
you're seeing something like that.
I watched these documentaries. Like, I was available for that.
It's crazy that you said that. Our last question on this sheet is this: what's the end game? Who you want to be up there with?
There's known no and respect. Game.
You said L.A. Reid, Berry
Quincy
Gordy,
Jones
Quincy Jones.
Is 90 years old.
Clarence Avant, Puff
yo,
Daddy.
Yo, Quincy Jones just did a 90-year-old interview with Pharrell. Yeah, right. Where am I going to be? Right. How? Yeah. What am I doing? Like, what are we talking about? We talking about getting in shape. We talking about all this. You think I give a fuck about it? I want to put these people on. Like, what they got to do with me?
What's the
people
sauce?
Dying.
What's the sauce? How do you know when you
Man,
see an artist?
Man, people are dying out here, bro. I want to put my people on. This all it is, bro.
Right.
I could put my people in the next position.
Right.
Anybody that come in, like, in contact with me. Now, ask me a question. You can go ahead.
No, I mean, it was that, like, when you see, because you said you want to put your people on. You talked about L.A. Reid, Quincy, and so many others. How do you know, when you see a star, how do you know it's a star?
I don't. You're talented, you can make a song with me, I don't care. I'm gonna make you a star. I'm sure that you wanted to be a star if you could make a song with me.
Right.
What the f*** I'm about?
Right, right.
If you could make it all the way through every hurdle to make a song with me, then I guess you wanted to be a star of your own. Why get not it. Be empowered at?
I get it. Who was the first Grammy nominated artist? That's
man, yo, Pac, I love you. I got 10 Grammy nominations. It's the big, yeah.
Like, take it easy, I got 10 of them.
What are we talking about? Do I want a Grammy? I want an I Am Athlete Award. I want the I Am Athlete Awards to be here. Give me that. Give me the Lifetime Achievement here. Say it. You sold 100 million records. You think I give a fuck about a Grammy? Man, what the fuck? Bro, I'm right here.
So let me ask you something then. And this is me talking to you because I've been around you. We've sat in, like, you done slept on my couch.
For sure.
We've been like this. You get what I'm saying? So you got a vision of how you want to look. My question is, all right, we was right there, right? 14, DMX, boom, came up. Same way with my career. Boom, da-da-da-da. Right here. Boom. And then you just take off to the rocket sky.
Nah, it's cap. Nah, you can watch it. You can watch it in real time. I went through hardships and I went through and I'm the George Jefferson of the east side of Chicago. Nobody owns more property than me.
Big, that's big.
What are we talking about?
That's big.
What? What, you think you get a watch like this? Oh. What? How dare them?
Yeah.
The kids, let me tell you something. Get you good people around you. That's the biggest point. If what I got, what I don't got, whatever.
You gotta have good people.
But who around me? who my team, who Billy J, who Neek Bucks, who Jazette, who Rocky, who Krishan, who all these different people, who Ivory Scott, who Ace Red, who are these people? Put them people around you.
He talk about friends and people around him. Pac-Man, his boy that we was looking up, is it Cat One?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
What about him?
You talked about friends and family, and that's somebody that was close to me, right? Do you care to speak on that?
Nah, he was my friend when I was like, he was like a big homie to me. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the biggest, like he was like a kingpin to me when I was a kid, but now that I'm a grown man, you know what I'm saying? He's someone that I look like as someone that I have the most respect for and I revere. I would never from nobody.
Uh-huh.
Like this is what people gotta do. Like, look, if somebody ever put you in position and help you get some money, don't ever come.
Right, you should, right.
Talk bad how you want to talk about them behind closed doors and do whatever. Like, publicly, don't ever talk bad about them. Like, if they help you get to the bag and you got that relationship and y'all come from a mud, you know what I'm saying, standpoint, like, where you can pick it up.
That's
phone
why
and call.
You asked the number one producer right now, huh?
Nah, I mean, sure.
Yeah, separate yourself, it sound like, though. To get where he's at.
I want to know your top five producers.
Dr. Dre, Kanye West, Pharrell. OG Parker, whoever I work with, Krishan, whoever.
Who, the artist that you would love to, I know it's a loaded damn question with you.
You don't work with everybody.
Yeah, like the artist right now, you like, yo, I want to work with this artist right now.
I'm working with the most artist that I want to work with, like Tink. Like, I think that a lot of people don't give her flowers. Like, she's from Chicago. Like, she's the biggest artist in my eyes. And that's it, you know what I'm saying? We about to drop the out R&B album of the year. And not only that, like, our single is kind of like going up. It's top 20 right now. No, it's top 20, it's skater, man. Cut your radio on, my brother.
No, I'm saying, when you dropping the album?
August.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we get to the next question.
Please.
What made Vaughn special? Because like, bro, like Vaughn, I was on Vaughn late. You understand? So what made Vaughn special?
I ain't gonna lie, like, still trapping and, other records you could hear from me and Vaughn, this is his first time ever doing a hook from somebody that wrote it. Like, a lot of people don't know, when I do these songs and I go and present them to people, it's me, it's Ace Red, it's Ivory Scott, it's Krishan, it's all of us doing the song before. They're demos and I'm presenting them and I'm saying, make them your own.
I gotta ask this, I hate that show, Love and Hip Hop. I know you was on it. I couldn't stand that show. So I gotta ask you, because I met a couple chicks, and, you know, we might have had some
situations. You got a couple chicks on Love and Hip Hop set, Chad.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. But they be acting like they like it's about to be Beyonce. I'm like, hold up. Like, what? So I gotta ask you, just how was that experience on the show? How was that?
It was unfortunate. Like, when I started the show, I started with another girl. And then from there, they turned the whole situation and scenario around. It was unfortunate.
He's got me the shots. Oh,
yeah.
He done got the shots.
He don't need no more.
I don't need no more.
He done turned our show into drink jams.
No, no. Where the food at? Y'all ain't brought the food out. What's up?
What the y'all talking about?
What, yo, I watch every episode.
Yo, okay. That's why I love that, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's love.
I'm tuned in, bro.
That's love, bro. A lot of dudes say, like, you know, they support or they watch, but you really do. I just want to hear, like, what makes the show special, you know,
to me?
Yeah.
I told y'all, first, my brother's on the show. Yeah. Then, not only that, like, y'all really kicking me, but it really depend on the person that y'all interviewing. Like, I can tell when y'all keeping it political and when y'all keeping it player. Like, with me, you don't know where this show going.
That's true. Now that is true.
You came with your own agenda.
But he is a vibe. You are a vibe. You said it. You are a vibe.
Yeah, you gotta come in with that energy. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, right.
But look, these are plays we gotta pass each other.
He right.
I ain't saying it. Like, I don't know. No.
So before we get to like everything you working on now, I just wanted to hear. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Love.
Before we get to like what's happening now.
Name of somebody that won versus Smoke.
So you confuse me, though, because you say that. Yeah. But then when I ask you to talk, you like, oh, well,
yeah, right,
I'm
right.
Him, my man. Which one is it?
Say a name for Versus.
So what age bracket can we team you up with against for the Versus?
For real.
Hold on, let me finish, because
Mustard, London on the track.
I think he get London on the track. I think you get him.
Yeah, London ain't got
8 Grammy. Well,
but Mustard, hold on though.
Mustard.
He got 11 songs on the radio right
who
now.
Else? Who else? Murder Beats, Tay Keith.
Okay. 808 ain't in there.
808 Mafia. Yeah, Southside.
Oh, so you saying more like
his modern day? Oh,
okay, your era.
Yeah,
okay.
Who do y'all want to see me like? Is there anybody y'all want to see me work with?
I would say Meek, cause the Danger Zone was nice. Yeah,
Meek, I gave Meek his first number one record at radio.
It was Danger Zone? Yes. Yeah, I like that one. But I'm saying I like it. Though. No, no. Because I knew that.
Then I gave him the next one. What's the whatever you need?
Whatever.
That's why Mustard mad.
She gets to hear that, so she know what time I'm on.
That's why Mustard mad. What are you talking about?
You know, I'm about to.
My catalog, I'ma hold it.
He got a catalog.
All right, you said Meek. Who would you?
It's a terrible conversation because some dudes come in and they kind of create their own position. Like some athletes come in, they say, no, this is the position I'm playing. Steph Curry, is he a point guard or is he a two guard? So for you, I don't know how to pick them. I don't know how to compare because you are your artist, you're a writer, you're executive. That's my point. Who?
Yeah,
all that counts.
I'm a player. I'm a player coach. Right. And then ultimately, if I don't have to be in a player coach position, I'm just in the front office. I'm just in the back. You know what I'm saying? Right. I prefer to be back there. And if somebody can't sell it the way I can sell it to that person, then I'm gonna pop out. But that's why I'm here with y'all right now. So if it was somebody, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you something, because you popping out right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got a new project coming out. You're popping out. Everybody know you're popping out. When is it coming out? Tell the people. Tell us about the new project, the date, who you got on it, what you got going on.
I might drop an album just because I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I might drop an album.
I feel like it.
Every time I throw a song out and get a plaque to it. Shout out to the girl that did Thought Box. Shout out to Mulatto, Dream Doll, Dreezy, Young and May, Chinese Kitty. That was my first single. I'm doubling back, man, bro. My next single right now is Down Bad featuring Ivory Scott, Jeremiah, and also Fabulous. He might be the best rapper alive.
We had this argument because he's from down south, I'm from up north, right? I'm asking you, comparing guys you work with from down south to up north, who's lyrically better?
Fabulous.
I do think up north people, lyrically, like they're deeper than the down south rappers.
Easy.
But they ain't making better songs than Lil Durk. Chicago, Atlanta. Shout out to my boy.
Who up north? Tell me.
Fabulous. Who else?
All the best rappers we talking about. If we just going over the best rappers, they from up north.
Who you listen to right now up north? Go spit it up.
Up north
Fabulous,
right
Fabulous, go ahead.
So I listen to a lot of old stuff. So I listen to Fab, but still listen to Hov. I like Favio. Oh, are we talking about right now?
Who you listen to
like,
right now?
I like Favio. I love Meek.
Is Favio a good rapper?
He's solid. He's all right, solid. He like the South though. They be like he's not 21
Favio
Savage.
Favio a better rapper than Meek?
No, Meek my favorite.
Said Favio, Meek.
Favio, Meek. For right now, up north, that's the only thing I can really think of that I really rock with like that right now.
All right, give me your top three that's from up north.
Meek for sure.
A-Boogie.
A-Boogie the best one, really.
But he more like an artist.
Meek, A-Boogie, and Fabio.
A-Boogie is the hottest thing right now, bro. Out of New York, A-Boogie, I don't know what you're doing, kid. Your little ass, you got swag right now, and you talking that. I will say that. One more question before we go. Like, all of these songs, like the 11 songs that you got on radio right now, what's
no,
the create?
Name me another producer that got 11 songs going at radio right now. And you know what? It's kind of like second, nobody. Third
oh, you
year.
Ain't put DJ
it's
Khaled like the up second there, top five producers.
Hold on. Well, he don't got to. He's that's his five.
It just hit me
he
up.
Yeah, Khaled, my brother. I'm Terror Squad for life. What are you talking about? Ooh. I have a Terror Squad chain.
Yeah.
Joe is my brother.
We had Joe on the show talking this talk. Joe was talking this talk.
Yeah, what are we talking about? I have a Terror Squad chain. Name me another producer that has a Terror Squad chain. Please find him.
So Steven Jackson got a Terror Squad a chain. Why is that such a big deal?
It's like having a Terror Squad. It's like having a Rockefeller chain.
Yeah, I love Fat
Joe. You're part of a different club. So to know that, for y'all to know, I got a Terror Squad chain. I'm like, man.
I hear you talk about Atlanta, and I hear you talk about Miami, right? When it comes to the partying and wildest experiences, which one was the one? Because I know it's two different vibes. It's two different energies.
For me, it's like, I wasn't even rich when this the wildest party experience. It's Brian McKinney. Like
party bus.
Hey, B can throw a good party, though. Brian can throw a good party.
Yeah.
There's a party bus every time. But then flew out every from KOD to the, and like I said on another podcast on Tank, but I was lying. It's the, I said it was another awards, but it was BET Awards. He flew out every out there, bro. I'm talking about, I ain't never seen a fly the fat hoes up.
She probably had fine friends though. I've been there before. All right, you can bring your fat friend, but y'all two baddies, y'all gotta come.
12 of them.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
And they gonna judge me with that. I'm just keeping it 100. That's my life.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.